This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am here with Bean and the Wildcat. Ashley's back.
Shut the fuck up.
Ashley's back, everybody. Yay. Hi, Ashley. We missed you.
Hello, I've got so chocolate. Much.
Yay!
Ashley has chocolate.
And she's not sharing a single shit.
I said I was.
Yeah, but you're over there, and I'm over here, so you can't really share.
That sounds like a you problem.
Wow! Ashley came back with a vengeance.
Ashley's holy coming shit. In hot.
Ashley, come on. We're all in this together, bro. No? You didn't get that one? Really?
No, I got it. I laughed.
That fucking song. No, that fucking song just played in my head and I resisted every urge to sing it.
Why? Because when you see there's a chance. How was it? Fuck! I forgot the song! Oh no!
Oh no!
I never knew the whole song. I just knew the chorus.
We're all in this together.
You went and sung it anyway.
Fuck, I can't remember how it goes. I need to listen to it again. No, well, wait, no, that's gonna unlock some memories, and I don't want that.
Leave that where it is.
Listen, there's wildcats everywhere. You gotta raise your hands up in the air. That's the way we do it.
What team?
Wildcats!
Oh my god.
Okay, how's everyone? Aside from having flashbacks from the past.
Doing awesome.
I have post-concert depression.
Aww. Oh, I feel you. Gotta be like that myself in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it sucks.
It does suck. I remember getting that when I went to the Coldplay concert. Oh my god. Anyway, but did you like it? Was it fun?
Oh, so much fun. It was let's see. Day one, we were technically closer, but day two, we were more eye level. So, and we were at the corner, which is where we wanted to be. So we nailed it accidentally day two.
Nice.
Cool.
Everybody loves an accidental nearly.
Spider.
Accidental nearly.
It took Bean a minute.
Oh my! Yeah, no. Bean is multitasking, so Bean is gonna take 10 seconds more to figure out jokes.
Gotcha.
Because for once, Bean is not focused on dick jokes and sex jokes and in general, just jokes.
Is it a full moon tonight or what's
going
on?
No, Bean is... Listen, Bean is doing a dungeon in Guild Wars 2. Bean needs a dick load of Elderwood in Guild Wars 2 to get a fucking legendary weapon crafted. So... Bean gotta do what Bean gotta do to do this, you know? Listen, okay. I know, like, all of those words have a meaning individually for you.
But I heard wood.
Listen.
Yeah.
And that's about where you lost me.
Of course I would lose your focus when there's wood involved.
When you need your wood, you gotta get it.
Yeah, I'm getting my wood, and I gotta get like 10,000 pieces of wood.
Wow, that's a lot of wood.
Hashtag Bean needs wood.
Yeah, like if anyone like that listens to the podcast has a thick load of elder wood in Guild Wars 2, please send it my way. I really need it. Okay, it's for a good cause.
You sound like an infomercial. Like some sad music is about to start playing while you make your case for wanting people to send you Elderwood.
Listen, Crow listens to this. Mm-hmm. So like, Crow, if you have Elderwood that you don't need, hit me up, bro. Help a brother out.
Yeah, but then you gotta wait a week for it because this podcast won't come out until next week.
Oh, that's fucking right. I'm gonna have to message. No, you know what? I'm not a beggar. In case you have any extra that you don't need. Oh my god. He's gonna listen to this next week and be like, Bean, what the fuck? First the height question and then this.
And then... Did he ever get back to you about you saying that you were going to throw cold spaghetti at him?
No, I don't think he remembers. Wait, is it this way?
That was last week.
It looks like it is.
Well, yeah, that was this week's episode. That was the one that came out yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, I was mildly concerned.
You might not have had a chance to listen to it yet.
Shaza! Fuck! Yeah, he probably hasn't had a chance now that I think of it because he did just tell me that he's been really busy this week as opposed to other weeks. So, I mean, it would be... Anyway, Ashley, what you got for us today? Do you want to talk about the concert?
That would have been an idea.
She's not like, why didn't I think of that?
Well, this is a question I had like 3 weeks ago, so I just was like, boom, I don't have to think of anything. I wasn't...
That counts. That totally counts. What do you got? What have you got?
Okay. So, what's the most embarrassing piece of clothing that you own? Because... He's already laughing. For me, my cousin made herself and me some shirts where they're like... The sleeves are cut off, and then it's, like, cut up the sides and then tied together. I think it was like that at the bottom, too. I don't remember. And then used, like fabric paint or whatever on it. So it says it's all about Twilight. And
oh, no.
We wore it literally for, like, the midnight release of one of the DVDs. I don't remember, because we were both really into Twilight, and we were, like, God, whenever it came out, I don't know, it would have been like the second DVD, New Moon, so whenever that came out.
Yeah, of course.
I still have that in my closet somewhere. What about you guys?
Well, I mean, I guess this one is a different kind of embarrassing. Motherfucker, hang on. I'm tanking out solo a dungeon right now, so like I'm gonna need you to be a little patient with me for now. Just hang on like a hot minute. But to answer the question, I have a little hat that has like little monster googly eyes, kind of. Oh shoot, I teleported to the wrong place. Okay. And this little hat also has little horns poking out. And, well, obviously I cannot wear it without I cannot wear it in public because it's embarrassing for a 25-year-old person.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have anything. I'm trying to think because, like, my wardrobe is not very expansive. Like, most of the things I have are, like, Rooster Teeth t-shirts, a couple, like, polos and button-down shirts for work. I have, like, maybe 3 pairs of jeans, like, some dress shirts and some dress pants, stuff like that.
So, you have the grandpa closet.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have anything embarrassing. I think my wardrobe is pretty boring. I mean, I have an Achievement Hunter gaming jersey. I don't know if some people might consider that to be embarrassing, but I like it.
Embarrassing, dude. Do you have like that old Rooster Teeth shirt that says like "Touch my awesome button"?
No, I wanted to get that one, but I never got it.
My ex owns that.
Boy,
wait, does he? I think he does.
Does he?
He probably does.
I think he does. That shit. I think he does.
Mm-hmm. He has a pink shirt that says, "I make pink look good." And I'm like, sure, you do. You know, like that gif that is like, sure, Janice. Or
Well, it's better. You're boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am. At least when it comes to clothing. I want to clarify that because I think I'm a pretty I was about to say cool, but I'm really not that cool. But I'm a fairly entertaining person on most days. Just my wardrobe is boring.
If you have to state that you are a cool person, you probably are not that cool.
That's why I didn't say that I'm cool. Yeah,
he took it back. He didn't say cool. He almost said cool.
But to be fair, I'm not that cool.
To be fair, no, you're not. I'm just kidding with you. I'm just messing with you, I mean. Well.
It's still literally, it's fucking hot in Louisiana. For
it almost is here too.
Mid-October. This shit's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know what it's like down south at this time, but I know up here it's way too
pouring
hot.
Over here. We're at like 17 degrees Celsius, which you are not going to understand, of course, but it's like pretty low. It's been cold all fucking week here. It's beautiful.
It's been like 80s and 70s up here.
Yeah.
Apparently it's like 62 degrees Fahrenheit? Question mark?
That's decent.
It's beautiful. It's raining. It's thunderstorming over here. Whatever the fuck that means.
We had a good bit of rain the past few days, but it was still like in the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah. And now poor little Florida is getting hit by a hurricane.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Florida?
Yep.
No offense, but fuck Florida.
You can't take it out on the whole state.
I certainly can, bro, and I will.
Okay.
The other day, I was like thinking, what if we went to a convention, like, after a couple years of being, like, you know, becoming popular or whatever.
Famous podcasters?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the introduction would be basically me asking first, okay, who here is not American? And whoever raises their hand, I'll be like, you're cool, bro. And everyone else, you suck. Also, to piss off Americans, instead of saying who here is American, I would say who here is from the United States. Because apparently, you know, after a couple times, people would be like, just say American. No, I won't. I refuse. Excuse me.
Because, I mean, technically, we're all American.
Exactly. That's my point. That's why I don't like calling Americans Americans.
Oh.
One time in my previous job, some customer was like, "Are you an American?" I was like, "The continent, sure."
Yeah, I'm North American.
He was so fucking pissed. I was like, "This is what I live for." Excuse me. Oh shit on my dick! Oh, sorry.
I'm guessing something happened.
I almost died. Yeah, I almost died. And I'm the healer. Go figure.
That's irony.
Well, even the healer needs healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who heals the healer?
Nobody. That's who. Anyway, so I had a question in mind and I just fucking forgot again.
This is why you write it down.
Dude, listen, I had it. I just now had it.
Guild Wars took over his brain.
As it does.
To be fair, Guild Wars. Shut up, spiders. Fuck off.
To be fair.
To be fair. Guild Wars takes over a lot of aspects in my life. Okay, so first of all, I wanted to do two shout-outs, because they're important. First one is for a friend of mine who has a music group thingy band. I don't know. And they just posted, like, a video of like, a teaser trailer of their first, like, good length slash production slash something, I don't know, music video. Point is, it's a teaser trailer for a music video they are going to put out soon. And like, I want to give a shout out to that. Their group name is Casa Azul, which is like CASAZUL. And I'm going to send the link to Spider later so he can share it. So like, if everyone could go give it a listen and maybe give it a look and maybe subscribe and whatnot, I would fucking love you for it, because honestly, my friend is such a good person and he deserves to have some listeners. Also, his music is pretty cool. Okay. Ad done. Now, the other thing I wanted to give a shout out to, or rather the other person I wanted to give a shout out to, is none other than Jeremy Drewley, one and only amazing Jordan / Jeremy - Drewley, because she was kind enough to leave a recommendation on our page saying that we are the One True Podcast, aka her OTP. That's her joke, not mine. So everyone, go give her some love or something. Please don't be creepy. She's like 19, I think. Come on.
20. Like,
be polite. 20. Mm-hmm. She's 20. I didn't know she's 20. I'm sorry. I thought she was 19. I don't care. She's still young. Okay, that's the point. And I asked her if I could do a shout out to her. And she was like, sure. And I was like, oh, heck yeah. So here we are. Now, in that time, I did not remember the questions. So I'm just gonna pull some shit out of my ass. Okay, so I wanted to ask you both. Hang on, I just remember randomly the spaghetti question that I realized I didn't ask Ashley.
Oh, good.
Ashley, who alive or dead, fictional or non-fictional, would you most want to throw cold spaghetti at?
And why?
And why? Yeah, now you have to say why.
Now you have to.
Yeah.
Hold on. My neighbor asked if she can call me. Can I take the call first?
Oh, sure.
Hold on, I'll tell her. Well, because I'm watching her house starting tomorrow. Oh, okay. So, let me see.
All right. So, Spider.
Mm-hmm.
You get $1 million.
Okay, but?
But for the rest of your life, every time you want to have sex, you have to dress up in the cosplay of Ryuk from Death Note. Ryuk?
I have no idea who that is.
What?
R-Y-U-K Death Note. He's Googling it.
I am. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a guy.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and finish your scenario.
Okay, so $1 million, you have to dress up like him, full makeup, full costume, full everything, like exactly look like him with your shorter height and your chub, whatever it is, to get sex. Like, you cannot have sex unless you're wearing that. And you get paid also $1 million.
But what if that person sees that and is like, you know what, never mind.
Oh, well, that's his problem, not mine.
Never mind, my neighbor said 10 minutes, I guess I have time.
You got time.
I got 10 minutes.
Well, shit, now I formulated two questions and I'm waiting on two answers. Go ahead.
I'll let Ashley go first.
Oh, no.
Christ.
Oh. Yes.
She's like, no, stop it! Oh my god.
So when you say cold spaghetti, is it like legit the sauce and everything?
It's up to your interpretation.
That's a question that I never even thought about asking.
No, motherfucker.
That makes so much more of a mess. Just throwing cold noodles at him, I'll be like, okay. let's see. I'm gonna say my cousin. Because why not? I think it'd be hilarious. Specifically just the noodles, no, not the sauce. She'd get mad at the sauce. But it was just the noodles. She'd probably be like, okay, and probably throw it right back at me, so.
Why not?
I think it'd be fun. Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Fun. Okay. Okay, Spider, now it's your turn.
I feel like, because you know I have to analyze this.
Oh my god. Here we go. Okay, hang on. Let me set a timer to see how long it takes to complete your rant. Hang on, it's not a rant.
I have questions.
There you go. You can go
too
ahead.
Too late. Timer
okay, go ahead. Yeah, timer okay, started.
I'm on the clock
questions.
Now?
Questions. Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, am I actively going out to search for someone to have sex with? Or is this a situation where I'm already about to have sex with someone and then I have to put the outfit on?
Okay, no, you have to put the outfit on the moment that you know the sex is happening. Like, okay. You have to look for people wearing the outfit.
Okay. Because I feel like the process of me transforming, since it's not like an instantaneous thing that I have to get dressed, put on a wig, put on makeup. I feel like it's going to ruin the mood.
Yeah,
right.
Because I feel like it's going to take a while.
I don't think it'd be worth it.
And I have to do this like for the rest of my life. Anytime that I'm getting ready to have sex.
Yeah.
For $1 million.
Not worth it. That's a lot of work. And the other person might be like, you know what?
See, and I'm trying to weigh it against how many times do I think I'm going to have sex in the rest of my life.
Oh, that's fair. That's very fair point. Let's say this. It's $1 million for every year that you do.
$1 million for every year? Oh, then yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, like,
definitely.
Every year you get basically prompted. Do you still want $1 million or do you want to tap out?
Oh, so you can just stop anytime. Dude, do it.
Yeah, I see no downsides to that.
No, the thing is that if you accept $1 million, you have to do the entire year.
Well,
like, you can tap out in the middle of the year.
That's okay. Fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay, perfect. All right, that only took you 2 minutes sharp. all right. Shit, I couldn't come up with a good topic for us in the meantime. Listen, there was something I wanted to talk about with you guys, but I fucking forgot what it is.
It happens.
And you know what's the... Okay, let me tell you what happened. I was in the shower like a couple days ago, and I was just daydreaming as I normally do when I'm dissociating. And I was daydreaming about having like a live podcast or alternatively just like a Q&A panel in some form of convention in a couple years when we're more popular and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what kind of questions would I want the people asking to ask? And I was thinking of some pretty cool questions. I was like, wait a second, I can ask Spider and Natalie these questions. And I didn't think of writing it down because I was in the fucking shower. So later on, I was like, nah, I'm going to forget. I'm not going to forget. And here we are 2 days later. Guess what happened?
Oh, that always happens. You're like, I won't forget. It's automatically, you forget. Like, right. There's no, it's gone. Done. Yeah.
And it's never one of those things where it's like, oh, I forgot. Oh, okay, now I remember. It's like,
no, it's gone forever.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why you get these shower crayons, that bath time crayons that kids use, and then you can write on the shower, and then there you go.
I haven't been able to buy them.
I was just thinking of a waterproof voice recorder.
You're such a man.
Oh, I mean, you could just be standing in the shower, just hit the record button, say note to self. Then you record or whatever it is that you want to talk about.
You can get fun crayons and write on the shower.
But then you gotta clean it up afterwards. I think
crayons are the safer
it's
option.
Just for 2 seconds with a washcloth. You're just done.
Nah. You're such a weak brother. Okay, listen. I was gonna say, I mean, technically this doesn't count, but okay. Let me ask you this. What is something you would expect someone to ask you about that we haven't discussed yet that you think, oh shit, everyone's gonna want to know this?
Nope. Actually just said no.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like up to this point, we've like revealed a good bit about ourselves.
I mean, technically, if anyone wanted to know anything, they could ask, but they don't. So,
Shay.
I guess I don't care.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, they literally could ask us anything.
Okay. I just got a really good question.
Okay.
What was the latest, most stupid argument you had, like, in the past month? I think I know Spider's answer, but I'm not going to say it.
I'm pretty sure it's probably something that we argued about on a podcast.
Like the Fahrenheit Celsius conversation we had?
Did we argue about that?
Technically, we did. No?
I feel like even even dumber than that is last week when we were recording and you wanted me to test to make sure that your headphones were working right, and I counted in French, but I used the wrong word for two and said do instead of de. And I refused to say it properly. I think that's probably the dumbest thing we've argued about lately.
Oh my god, okay, yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. Un, deux, trois.
Un, deux, trois.
Listen, Spider, I'm gonna kick your ass.
There it is.
Add it to the list.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair. What about you, Ashley? What was the latest, most stupid argument you had?
I don't know. I can't think of any arguments recently. I don't know. If anything, maybe. It wasn't really an argument, but last night, one of my brothers went into the kitchen and down the basement, because that's where my mom was doing laundry, and I said something to Dad. I was like, hey, did Nathan go downstairs? And he's like, no, Zach did. And I was like, well, I thought Zach was out in the living room. And he's like, no, Zach went down the basement. Dad or Nathan's on the computer? It's like, I don't think so, but okay. Dad's like, yeah, I usually know what's going on. And then Nathan comes up from the basement and Zach comes out from the living room. I was like, aha! He's like, okay, you got me there. So it wasn't really an argument, but that's all I could think of.
All right.
What about you, Bing?
Latest most stupid argument I had. Oh my god. Well, I don't know if this counts as an argument. It's more of a shutdown that was pretty fucking hilarious. But I have this, I wouldn't even say friend because he's not my friend. He doesn't know me well enough to be considered a friend. Mm-hmm. But this dude that I know from high school, who's been for the past, I want to say like 3 months, messaging me constantly like, hey, you want to bang? You know, he kind of wants to have sex with me. But first of all, he has a girlfriend. Mm. And second of all, he only wants the sex. So I'm like, eh, I can do better. So I've been like, no, I'm fine. Stuff like that. So last week, like 2 days ago, he messages me. Hey, I was wondering if you would like us to hang out this week and like, you know, do stuff. Wouldn't you like to be my birthday present? And then, you know, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, nudge. And I was like, why don't you tell your girlfriend, dude? And he was like, okay. And he stopped talking to me.
Wow.
I was like, eat shit, motherfucker.
That was
pretty fucking hilarious, though. Like, it was pretty entertaining to tell this guy off like that.
Yeah. People are stupid.
Yeah. Wait, now I'm interested to see what did you think I was going to say?
The September issue, the month-long issue, the situation.
Oh, I mean, I don't really feel like that was a stupid argument.
To me, it's pretty stupid, but okay. No. Go off, I mean, I guess.
Oh, man, is this going to be another argument?
No, it was resolved, so.
I mean, it was resolved, but at what cost?
Apparently none to Spider.
sometimes you gotta be understanding about things. It's like, is this the hill that I want to die on?
Is it?
Nah.
Okay.
There's too much good to outweigh the bad. So.
Fair. That's a smart approach.
Just roll with it.
It's been over 10 minutes. My neighbor's a liar.
I've been betrayed by my neighbor. More at 10. Oh my god. If you hear screaming, it's my cousins who once again do not know how to keep it down.
You need a like an on-air light. So you can flip the switch on and say, like, recording.
That doesn't work, man. The house has a lot of echo. if only that worked. They are 12 and 7 years old.
Oh, yeah.
That shit ain't gonna fly.
Nah, they won't be quiet until they pass out and go to sleep.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Oh, also, Spider, you totally missed on the fact that Vex, Crow's character, almost died in the last session.
I read the recap.
Oh, yeah, I sent it! Oh, fuck, I forgot. Okay, never mind. I just randomly remembered that. I was a weak-ass bitch who couldn't handle it.
I mean, it is what it is. I almost died the first time I tried to play.
You technically did. I remember that. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
You got all your questions out?
Yeah, sure. For now, I guess.
Until he remembers what he was going to say earlier.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't remember anymore. You know what? I'm going to remember after I'm done recording.
Mm-hmm. And then hopefully you'll write it down.
Yeah, I shall.
Put it in the topics chat.
Fuck on my head.
Oh my god.
Dick loads. Shit. Ass. Sorry, I died.
Whoops.
Anyway.
No, just that like whole string of expletive that you just threw out reminded me. Are you caught up on Critical Role?
Oh, sure I am.
You saw the live episode?
The what?
The live episode.
Yeah, of course I did.
it just reminded me of when
shit, fuck, fuck, Jesus!
Travis had to pretend to be the other captain of the ship that they stole, and he did. He changed his face to look like the captain, and so he asked Matt, the DM. He said, "Before I killed him, because they just totally murdered the captain and all his crew for no reason at all." So he asked the DM. He said, "Before I killed him, did I get a chance to hear what he sounded like?" And Matt was like, "Nope." And Travis was like, "Shit, fuck, Paul's ass."
Yeah, pretty much. Oh my god, I need to stop cackling like that. Everyone's ears are just gonna burn or something.
Burn?
I mean burst. I meant burst.
Just set everybody's ears on fire.
Give me just 1 second. I need to type something down and I cannot type and talk. So talk amongst yourselves while I'm doing this.
Okay. Conversations. Questions and answers.
I'm nervous about the phone call.
It's like you're waiting for a call about a job interview or something.
I just hate talking on the phone.
Aw. I had to get over that really quick. I had a bunch of jobs where my main responsibility was to talk on the phone.
Yeah, that's what happened with my cousin. But, like, because she works in a lab, and so... she's like, yeah, I got over it really quick. I'm like, yeah, I don't have that. So I just don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, my first job, it was half in the daycare, half in the office, and I had to answer the phone sometimes, and I always forgot something when I answered the phone. You have to introduce yourself. Either you say your name or, like, good afternoon or... the place, like, I always forgot something because I was just so nervous. The phone rang and I was like, please, I don't want to answer it. Oh, she's calling. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
So, being now, you and I will talk amongst ourselves.
Sure, let's do that. So, Spider.
Yes.
Would you rather
have
your dick fall off every time you sneeze and then return every time you fart? Or every time you fart, it smells like ass in the room for an entire day. That's two opposite ends of the...
That's... I don't think I've ever heard a more out there question. I would say just have my dick fall off every time I sneeze.
All right. Sounds good.
Because, I mean... A whole day? That's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, no, I agree on with you on that. God damn it. Apparently, I can't speak English anymore. I mean, we already knew that, but
it's fine. You make do. You get by.
I make do. I try. Motherfucker, I died. Almost. Wait, no, not dead yet. Not dead yet. I'm running off. I'm running off. I fucking died again.
So close.
Yeah. So, what happened is that I balanced the combat that almost killed Vex to be for four people. And then I only had three. And then I had the one NPC there, so it was technically four people. But my NPC was doing absolute jack shit.
Ah.
So I was like, okay, let's add one other NPC. And there was one other NPC who saved the day. And then,
that's the one that healed Vex, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, you missed out on a lot of good shit.
I know.
I was so sad.
I hate it.
Fuck, I'm dead.
You gotta live.
I'm I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Also, fuck, my brain just farted again. Never mind.
Is it gonna stink up your skull for an hour? I mean, for a day?
Clever girl. No. Shit, fuck, why am I made of glass?
Shit, fuck, balls, ass. Not...
shit, fuck, balls, ass. Dude, that episode was so harsh. Oh, like, it was...
I loved it.
Yeah, we shouldn't really spoil the story, though, because we don't know if anyone that listens is a critter who may have not caught up yet. Mm-hmm. But when they did the thing with the thing, and then Travis was going to do the thing, but then turns out they didn't do the thing, but instead he did that other thing.
Right?
You know exactly which one I'm talking about,
I know
right?
exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, nice. That's why you're my best friend, man.
I don't think it's spoiling anything, but it was a very Ford heavy episode, and I loved every bit of it.
Me too. Like, if anyone listens and is also a critter, like, tell us your favorite moments or tell us about your favorite characters or stuff. Like, talk to us about it because I don't have many people that I can talk to about it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either you or Crow. And Crow is asleep right now. And when I wanted to talk about it yesterday, I was like, oh, Crow, wake up so I can talk about it with you.
I know for sure that we have at least two listeners that are critters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Crow being one of them.
Yeah, right, of course. And the one and only.
and the other, I don't want to give her name out because she's not too big on like shout-outs and stuff.
Right, okay.
So, but she knows who she is. She sends a lot of questions. Well, when she does send questions, she'll just, like, spam questions.
Okay. Oh, whoever it is, tell her I love her, and I would love to talk to her about Critical Role, please.
Well, I will be sure to relay the message to her.
And if she says something along the lines of, but Bean doesn't know me, how does he love me? Listen, I love everyone that is alive right now except for Trump and anyone that follows Trump. Okay? So, like, if you don't follow Trump, you're already on the other side.
Fair enough.
Oh, well. I run out of things to say, which is odd because Bean doesn't shut up even if he gets paid to do it.
How much would someone have to pay you to shut up?
$1 million per year.
$1 million per year to never speak again.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of low.
Oh, bless shit. You. Thank you. Thank you. God damn it.
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm allergic to myself, apparently. I'm allergic to my own bullshit. You know what? Maybe $1 million every 6 months. I think that would accommodate me better.
$2 million a year?
Yeah, $2 million a year.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable?
As long as it's tax-free.
Sure. Whatever that means.
Because, you know, like, if you played a lottery and you win.
Right.
And then however much you win, they take taxes out of it before your, like, final total or whatever.
They take taxes out of whatever you win?
Mm-hmm.
That's some grade-A bullshit.
Because, well, I don't know if it's like that in Mexico or not. But at least in America, they consider that as income, like money that you've earned. And so any money that you earn, you have to pay taxes on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I don't know what the tax rate is, but basically the more money you win, the more taxes you have to pay.
What the fresh fuck is that?
What is
that's
what?
Bullshit.
Oh, the taxes?
Doing that? Yeah.
What so the fuck? If you take home like $200 million, well, if you play the lottery and you win like the $200 million lottery winnings, then you have the option to whether you can collect your winnings in annuities. So you can get like a certain percentage every year until you like recoup all of your winnings, or you can get in a lump sum. Normally, if you get in a lump sum all at once, it's significantly less than if you get it every year. So I think, like, say, for instance, you win $200 million. You can get $200 million over the next, like, 20 years, right? And so whatever that is broken down. Where's my phone? Because I can't do math in my head. Hey, Siri. What's 200 million divided by 20?
200 million divided by 20 is 10
million. Okay, so you get $10 million a year for 20 years, right?
Okay.
And so out of that 10 million, you're getting taxed on $10 million every year.
Okay.
So if you decide to take the lump sum, then that gets taxed immediately from the $200 million. So you're not actually getting $200 million. You're getting like, I would say like maybe somewhere close to like 120 to 130.
All right.
So that's how it works. And I could be wrong on the numbers, but I mean, essentially that's the way it is.
Why are you
hiccuping? I don't know. I maybe the last month, I'll just randomly get a hiccup, like, at any point during the day. Because it was just that one.
Hmm. How many million dollars did you get paid for this? This sounds like a $1 million bot scenario.
I've been watching Gavin and Michael play Super Bunny Man, and Gavin can just...
Oh, my God.
Hiccups all the time, about to throw up because he's laughing too much.
Gavin's body shuts down on him if he laughs too much. He starts talking about his heart hurts, he can't breathe, he starts to hiccup.
And Michael just finds it hilarious.
It is hilarious. It's the funniest thing ever.
What a good time.
It's such I can't say it's a simple game because the levels seem like they're getting pretty hard. But it's a simplistic game where there's not too much to it. It just basically get through the obstacles so you can get to the portal at the end of it. But Gavin is just such shit at the game. He is so horrible.
Well, he's too patient. Like, you can see it. He always tries to go over Michael, and he tries to just, like, get things out of the way. And he's just too impatient.
Mood. Listen, I'm not one to admit this openly, but I guess I'm doing it now. But whenever I used to play Minecraft with a former friend of mine, we used to kind of role play it a little bit, and I would role play as Gavin, and this friend would role play as Michael, because their personality fit with Michael and my personality fit with Gavin. So
you're basically being a little shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, in Minecraft, you can get the leaves from the trees. I forgot what they are called in Minecraft. Basically, you can get the leaves and, like, have them as an item. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait. Saplings. I'm talking about saplings, actually.
Okay.
You can get saplings. And this person hated saplings. And I would get a Niccolo, and I was just place them all over their house. No reason whatsoever. Just because they could.
That's hilarious.
It is. It was fucking hilarious. Especially when they would find out, be like, the fuck did you do now? And be like, I would just play innocent and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they would be like, you piece of shit. So yeah, it was pretty much very in character for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, mood. You know, I'm about to die by an undead abomination. Wow, he just one-shotted me.
Oh.
Yeah, it hurt. That shit hurted. This bastard just ran off.
He did what he had to do, and he was like, "All right, I'm done. I'm
out." We killed him. Well, we killed him. Yay! Yay! Us.
Nice.
Anywho, Spider, you said that we had like a dickload of questions for today.
I never got my topic out yet.
I was
going
to say. Did I miss it?
No, I'm sitting here. I'm buying time because Ashley's got a phone call. Bean's got to go off and do something else. I'm patiently waiting, and now you're going to just fly past my topic?
I'm sorry. What is your topic? Tell us.
So my topic is what's...
I'm ready to throw that.
My topic is what's a food that you really, really, really want to try, but you just haven't yet?
Shit. That's not my answer. I'm just well, hell, I'm not sure.
Like, if there's something that, like, maybe you've seen, like, you've gone to a restaurant and you've seen something on the menu, like, you're like, oh, you know, I would really like to try that, but you just, like, I'll try it next time. And then next time you go and, like, you see it again, like, I said I was going to try that, but I'll try it next time because I want something else. Because, like, you're in a mood for something, but you see something that you, like, really want to try, but then you never get around to it. And I mean, it doesn't even have to be at a restaurant, because like for me, I don't know if you ever heard of cotton candy grapes.
No.
So there's a thing called cotton candy grapes, and they're grapes, and they're supposedly, people say they taste like cotton candy. And so I've heard about them on several occasions, but I've never try them. So if I ever find cotton candy grapes, I want to try them and see what they taste like.
Okay, I know now what I wanted to try that I have never tried because apparently they don't have it here.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Hang on. Oh, spaghetti squash.
Oh, okay.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I aggro the people that we were not supposed to aggro. Okay, I'm a fucking idiot. All right. This is why people don't like hanging out with me. Okay. Spaghetti squash. I didn't know it exists until I saw it on one of those BuzzFeed video thingies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what's this? You know? And now I'm lagging. Okay. And I was like, I need to try this. And I looked it up online. I looked it up at home. And I'm like, this doesn't exist in Mexico. Okay. Guess I'll fucking die. I mean, not literally, but, you know.
Not over spaghetti squash.
I'm not going to go to the U.S. just to try it, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that would be something to solely make a trip over.
Yeah. I'm just going to find out where they sell it or how to get it. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe purchase some seeds or something and see if I can make it at home. You know, make it, I meant grow it.
Hey, you're going to make it in the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
How about you, Ashley?
I've got two of them, and they're both technically Japanese.
Oh, wow. What a shocker. Go ahead.
What? Usually it's Korean. Don't try to call me out.
It's in Asia. It still counts. Fuck, Anna. I'm in a crystal. Okay, hang on. Sorry, go ahead.
I guess sushi, because, like, I don't like seafood.
All right.
Aren't there, like, non-fish ones?
Probably. There's like,
I kind of want to try fish ones too, because recently, like, I remember I had smoked fish up north, and it didn't taste like fish at all. So I took like two bites. I was like, oh, it's not bad. But then my body was like, you're eating fish, and wanted to just throw it right back up. And then I had fish sticks the other day, and they weren't bad, even though they tasted kind of fishy. So I don't know if I'm starting to, if I'm kind of starting to like fish now. I don't know. So
were they that. Okay. Clear this up for me.
This tastes kind of fishy.
I meant like
it tastes fishy because it was like suspicious, or no. Fishy in the literal sense.
Like legit, it tasted like fish, but not too much.
Okay. We were clearly a little misled here.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it that way.
Wow, Spider's gonna fucking lose it.
I guess I should have said fish like.
Oh god!
No!
Why that's so funny?
Spider, are you okay?
Because I made an accidental pun.
Your puns are way better than mine.
Oh, it was an accident. I didn't mean to.
Oh, my face hurts.
But the other one is, I think it's like a sports drink or an energy drink. I think it's called Pocari Sweat. Because I've heard of it a lot, but I've never had it. I think it's just like a generic like sports drink or something. But
it's called what now?
Pocari Sweat.
Pocari Sweat.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I want to try it.
Excuse what?
Also in Japan, they have like coffee in a can or something. That sounds interesting to try.
What in the fuck? Okay, I guess question mark. I don't know.
I don't know. I want to go to Japan.
You know what I was thinking I would love to try one day, only because it's apparently very popular here, a Four Loko.
Ah. Oh, don't do that.
I've never had one, but I've heard of it. Isn't that what Jeremy was like drinking?
Yeah.
Don't recently, like a lot of like Four Loko week or something. Yeah, and he was like, I hate myself.
I think he got to like Tuesday or Wednesday and just had to like stop.
I only want to try one. It's not okay, like I'm going to eat an entire box.
I mean, you can...
an entire box!
You can, like, open one, take a sip, and then immediately throw it away.
That sounds sure. Like a waste of money.
That sounds like something I would do.
I mean, if you don't like it, that's like me with a... what's it called?
Fish sticks?
Your fish?
No. sparkling water. I hate it.
Ew, I hate sparkling water.
There's alcoholic disgusting. Sparkling water.
I don't even like normal sucks sparkling ass. Water. Oh my god, you know what I had in Chicago?
Sparkling what? Water?
No. Shut up. Tell us!
So we went to Daebak Korean Barbecue in Chinatown, and it was me, my friend who I went to Chicago with, and then a friend that we met up with there. And we all have had normal, what's it called? Soju. We've all had like the normal generic soju. Lily's like, it's Korean alcohol.
Oh,
It tastes like watered down vodka to me, but it's got like, hold on, I have a bottle here. It's got, 19.3% alcohol volume.
Oh shit, that's yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't really like the taste of it. Lily's like, it doesn't taste like anything to me, but me and Peyton say it tastes like watered down vodka, and I just don't much care for it because it tastes like watered down vodka.
Already got mixed with had, something.
Well, we had green apple and grapefruit soju there, and the green apple tasted like no alcohol at all, just normal green apple, and the grapefruit tasted a little bit like alcohol, but it was still like really good. So I was like, wow, I can get drunk off these real fast.
Yeah,
it's so good. I recommend. we went through those two bottles real fast between the three of us. We're like, haha, shots, and then it was just
the rest is just a blurry mess.
So to all of our listeners who are of age, of drinking age, go out and go get you some green apple and some grapefruit soju.
Listen, so whatever you do, though, be respectful of the drink. Like, mm-hmm. Don't drink. What I mean to say is drink responsibly, okay?
Yes.
God, agreed. No, what happens when you don't?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we were fine. The bottles aren't that big. They're like the size of a water bottle. A little bit bigger than that. And that's all we had between... We had two of those between the three of us. And I wanted to get some because there's an alcohol store thing in Chinatown, and I wanted to get some before I came home.
An alcohol store thing.
Yeah, it's just got
liquor store. I think the word you're looking for is liquor store.
But last time, that's where we got our soju and sake to try. And
oh, I love sake.
I don't.
Sake is amazing.
It tastes like champagne. I don't like champagne.
We are drunk fucks. We are absolutely drunk fucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, go get some grape, green apple and grapefruit soju, I recommend.
I'll have to be on the lookout for it. Are you about to die again?
I have any around here.
No.
That was a long time to say no.
No, sorry. It's just that I was reading something just from workers.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a weird way with words, is all I'm going to say. And it's like, I'm not going to. I'm not gonna roast her only because I feel awful when I do that, especially about her. But it's like, why do you write that like that? Anyway, yeah, alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol.
Yeah.
Have you tried mezcal?
Is what?
Mezcal. It's like tequila, but better and stronger.
I haven't had much tequila.
Harder, better, faster, stronger. no, I haven't. Where can I find it so I can drink it and put it
Mexico
in
Mexico City.
Yeah, I was going to say probably
they only sell it in Mexico City, so you have to come to Mexico City so you can get one.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Looking up flights to Mexico City.
Okay. Good. When are you coming? You can stay at my place. I have an extra room. I have an extra room in my house, no joke.
Mm-hmm.
That could house both of you, probably.
Probably.
Probably. I would need to make sure that it has mattresses. It's the only thing. It's the only detail. Listen, as far as I know, it is international now, but a lot of people that come to Mexico City, they are always asking, where can I get mezcal? So I'm guessing it's not that popular, or it's probably too expensive in other countries.
Probably.
Yeah. But anyway, it's really good. It burns your throat a little bit when you drink it a shot.
I mean, alcohol.
Yeah, right. Alcohol does.
I'm pretty sure... Let me see, because I just looked it up in Forbes.
Forbes?
Yes.
Why in Forbes?
Who? What?
Why in...
What? Why did you say who?
I am speechless. Oh my god. Oh no, Orf is dead.
Anyway,
you say what Forbes?
Why in Forbes?
Oh, why in Forbes?
And then you said who?
I was trying to figure out what was going on.
He was Holmes? Oh, fucking a half. I'm dead.
Fucking
okay,
a half.
Keep going.
But no, I'm about to say Hoomst. No, Forbes, they put out an article back in April. 17 of the best mezcals to try this year.
There's different kinds?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I forgot to say that. I didn't think you would be invested about it.
Well, you bring up a type of alcohol I haven't tried before. Hell yeah, I'm going to be invested in it.
Well, you better get your ass over here so you can try it. You big dumb.
That's a lot of work to try an alcohol.
It's not just to try the alcohol, obviously, so you can hang out with me.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just spent so much money and going to 5 hours away.
That's true. What is that? 16.4% alcohol per volume?
Yeah.
So is that 46.4? I can't read the bottle.
That's a lot.
Not sure. It does get you drunk faster than tequila, so I'm gonna guess it is higher, I guess, question mark. I don't know.
I can't tell from these pictures. I'll look it up later.
Yeah, you gotta look into it.
Yeah. Oh, there's one called Sombra. Like the chick from Overwatch.
Really? Do you think that's the only reason why it's called Sombra?
Because... Absolutely.
They named it after the chick from Overwatch.
Of course I don't think that.
I'm going to cut your dick off if you do that again, Spider.
So this one says it's 86 proof. Okay, that's fine.
86 that's fine.
This one is called El Silencio Espadín.
Oh, Espadín. Espadín is a type of mezcal, and that's really good.
Yeah, and it's 86 proof.
What does that mean?
I would have to, like, look up the, like, the proof. I'm not going to do it now. I would just say, I was just saying that I would have to look it up to tell you. Because I don't know it off the top of my head. But we're not going to worry about that.
I'm going to do my mezcal research later so I can, like, give you more answers about it next week. If you want to, I mean. Yeah. If you don't want to, that's cool.
No, I mean, that's, like, right in my range of drinks that I like, because I'm actually almost done. I have a 94 proof rum in my cabinet that I'm almost done with. And there's this there's some Southern Comfort that's 100 proof. That's pretty good too.
Southern Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you some Southern Comfort.
Oh my god. So anyway, so we got some questions.
Yes, we do.
We actually got a question from an anonymous user on our Tumblr page, which I was actually kind of shocked and surprised that we got a question. But the question simply says, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah, that's all there is. There's no other answer. Don't answer it for real. That's
don't
it.
Hurt
done.
Me.
Moving on.
No more.
What is love?
So yeah, what is love?
No, we answered it. Next question.
Listen, just don't hurt me, okay? Shit, my friends are dead. No,
all my friends are dead. Are you that dinosaur from that one book?
I mean, technically. Oh my god. Almost. I don't know. I keep dying! Now I'm dead too. Okay. What's the next question?
So, last week, if our listeners remember, Bean and I kind of reached out to our listeners kind of while we were in the middle of recording, just trying to get some questions in. And when we were finishing up, a friend of mine, you might know her as A-Pathique on Tumblr. I think that's how you pronounce it. P-A-T-H-I-Q-U-E. And so...
Oh, Apathique.
Yes. Yeah. So she sent like a flood of questions, like right when we were getting done recording. So we didn't get a chance to answer them. So let's do two of them, because we've been gone for a bit. We're like over an hour, almost at an hour and 15 minutes now.
Fine.
It's fine.
So. One of her questions was, what's the best and worst job you've ever worked?
Wow. Okay. Right for the jugular. Okay. Kill me. Why don't you? The worst job I've ever had was as a call center person at the credit card company that I used to work, which I'm not going to name, but yeah, that one, I fucking hated it. And best job, the one I have right now at a hotel as a host. Yes. Yeah, it's good. Motherfucker, I died again.
What about you, Ashley?
I've only had 3 jobs. And they're all with at daycares. Mm-hmm. well, the first one I had, it was co-op because it was while I was still in high school. It was my senior year. And it was sometimes in the daycare and sometimes in the office. So I'll say that was the worst because I did not like working in the office. And then I guess my best would have been the last job I had because it was super convenient because it was right across the street, and I pretty much made good pay. I mean, there were some weeks where I didn't work very much, but that didn't happen very often. Most weeks I worked pretty all the time. So that kind of sucked, the not really knowing when I'm going to work until like the day before, sometimes the day of. But it was right next door, well, across the street, and you know, all the parents knew and liked me, and the kids all knew and liked me. Because the one I have right now, I mean, I've only been there for like a month. And it's, I mean, there's no babies, at least the youngest is 3. But I can get super hectic, and the kids don't listen, like the problem kids. And I don't know the parents yet. Oh yeah, there's a couple of them. And it's more, I mean, I wouldn't say more strict, but I guess in a way it is, because they kind of follow more of the rules they're supposed to follow than right across the street, because it was just in her home, and this one's at a school. So, I mean, it's not bad. I don't know. I like my last job. The only reason I had to, get a new job is because she's moving and closing her daycare because she's moving and she's in her 50s. So she's like, I'll just retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, because I worked there for, it would have been 2 years this December. So like almost 2 years.
Okay.
But so not bad.
I would say that my worst job was the first job that I've ever had. I worked at Six Flags when New Orleans still had Six Flags. And I applied to be a roller coaster operator.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you had to take a test to be a roller coaster operator, which is all well and fine because you would definitely want the people who are operating a roller coaster to know what they were doing. And so I really felt like I didn't fail the test because I knew like all of the stuff. Cause it was really like, oh, you're here for orientation. We're going to tell you about like the different functions of the panel to operate the roller coaster, how to lock it out, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. They gave you like a quick crash course, and then you had to take a test. And so, like I said, I don't feel like I failed the test or anything, but when I got my assigned job title, I didn't get ride operator. I got park ranger. And although that sounds like a fun, like Goodwill ambassador type thing where you greet the guests when they come into the park and stuff like that, nope, that's not what that was. Park ranger means janitor.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was going around the park sweeping up cigarette butts and napkins and cups that people dropped on the ground and unclogging bathroom toilets when the toilet overflows and floods the whole bathroom, and I had to go clean that up. So, And I was in high school. That was, I was, what, 16? Going on 17? And so I was only working part-time. I was working like 4.5 hours, only on weekends, while I was still in school. Just trying to, you know, make some money during my senior year. No, then I had to be 17 then, if it was my senior year. But, the law stated that for me working at shift, I was supposed to have a 15-minute break and then a 30-minute lunch. But my supervisor was supposed to come and find me because I would do a rotation like around a certain area of the park, like cleaning up and everything. So my supervisor was supposed to come and find me to let me know when it was time for me to go to break or time to go to lunch and have somebody replace me on my rotation. So I want to say like maybe the third weekend that I was working, I went through my whole entire shift without a break, without a lunch, because nobody came to relieve me. And this is in like May in New Orleans with the southern heat. And so it was just like almost unbearable because I'm just outside, out in the sun all day. And so the next
tastes better?
Yes.
Remember when you said this was going to be like a flash kind of lightning round thing?
Right. And I'm talking too much. So worst job was when I worked at Six Flags. Best job probably when I was the web developer for Louisiana National Guard. Boom. Next question. When you're having a bad day, what do you do to make yourself feel better?
Masturbate.
Fair enough.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I do that, but I also play video games. Like, Critical Role, and probably just try to, in general, do anything that doesn't require much thinking. Mm-hmm. That usually works.
I listen to music or watch YouTube videos and, with, you know, with my headphones on and just ignore everything.
Yeah. I kind of do the same thing. I tend to gravitate towards like longer videos. Like if I'm just not feeling great, then I'll watch like either Ray and some of his videos that he uploaded to YouTube from his stream, or some of the videos that Jeremy has on his channel or stuff like that. So, you know, just like 2-3 hour videos, I'll just sit and I'll just watch and just kind of like forget about everything.
Real question yes. Here. Am I the only person in this podcast that drifted out away from Rooster Teeth?
Probably.
Like, yeah, I did for a while, but I came back.
Surprise, bitches. Bitches, that's into that. Oh my god. All right.
Yeah, there was a while. How about you, Spider? I stopped watching their content for like a year or two. I think it was 2015, because that was when I missed their Extra Life poster, because I get their posters every year. So I have like 2014s, 2016s, and 2017s. I missed 2015. So it was sometime in that year when I stopped watching them for a while.
Which one was the 2015 poster? Was that the periodic
table? No idea. No, that I have that one. That was the first one. That was 2014.
Okay. I remember there was a year when during the RT Extra Life stream, they were going to be selling some poster with like Rooster Teeth Pokemon or something. And I was like, I need to have that poster, and I was gonna buy it for myself and for you, Spider, but the fucking thing wouldn't go through.
I remember
so
that.
I was like,
I don't know what even last year's or the year before was, because I got them and I was like, all right, and I never put them up, so I don't even know what last year's or the year 2016 looked like.
Last year's was the Rooster Teeth amusement park poster. Because I have that one. I just haven't put it up yet.
I don't remember a Pokemon one, so that must have been
2015. That might have been 2015, yeah.
Also, that was when, like, Gus the Cheese Master or whatever, and I was like, I missed it!
Yep, that was that year. Oh, that was greatness. But Extra Life is coming soon. The big Extra Life stream will be next month.
Yeah, but Too Spooky always happens like so late. I'm like, guys, I'm like, too tired, but I want to watch Too Spooky.
All in the middle of the night, yeah. It's like 1 in the morning, well, yeah. 2 in the morning.
Most well, and then like Achievement Hunter starts it off at like freaking 9 in the morning. And I'm like, I want to sleep, it's Saturday. I always miss their first segment because of that, because I'm like, I'm not waking up at 9 in the morning just to watch like an hour of the stream.
Well, at least with Michael and Gavin, they come back like prime time, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and then it was actually kind of well, you know, because Jack hosts it, and Jeremy kind of stuck around for like most of the day.
Jack was saying on one of the recent off topics was that it's kind of going to be more of, instead of just Michael and Gavin, it's going to be more like another AH kind of thing during that time.
Yeah, because I think Alfredo stuck around for most of the day too. So yeah, Achievement Hunter kind of. Hopefully, it'll be more of them. I mean, Screw Attack is for the last couple of years. They've been kind of fun too.
Yeah. Chad.
Poor Chad.
It really is poor Chad.
I know Bean is completely checked out.
Listen, I didn't want to say this because it's going to sound really horrible, but I cannot care any less about Rooster Teeth now because it reminds me of my ex.
Well, yeah. So I'm like, understandable.
Yeah. It's just that I don't want people to think I don't care about the charity. Like, that thing is pretty cool. It's really awesome that they do it, but I really don't give a single fuck about Rooster Teeth anymore because it reminds me too much of him, and like I can't be bothered.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
you're
cool.
Fine.
No, I mean that's completely
that fucking
understandable.
Died also.
But yeah, those are the questions. We'll touch on some more next week because I still think there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more questions that she sent. So
wow, holy shit!
We'll have some for a few weeks at least.
Yeah, we're loaded.
But if any of our other listeners want to send us questions, it's really, really easy to do so, and we will love you eternally if you do. But you can find us on all of our social media. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com, and you can search Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites with a Y, B-Y-T-E-S. You can find us on Twitter at spiderbitescast, or you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Any of those methods, you can click on the Ask Us Anything link on Tumblr. You can leave us a message on our Facebook timeline. You can tweet at us. You can email us. Any questions, you want to ask for advice, you want to tell us a story, you want to just tell us about your day. You know, we accept any and all messages. And if you want to listen to more of the show and you want to be kept up to date on when we post every Tuesday. But if you just want it to go boom straight to your phone, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. And then all of the links to subscribe will be in the description of the episode. We just ask that if you do subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Podcasts, if you could leave us a rating and a review. You can also leave us a recommendation on Facebook, like Jeremy Drewley did. And you can let your friends know about the podcast, and you can let us know what you think about the podcast when you leave a rating and a review. So that way we can know what you like, what you don't like, how we are doing as hosts, and how you like the show overall, and if there's anything that we need to improve. But if you don't want to necessarily subscribe to a podcast streaming service, you can listen to us through your web browser on your tablet, on your laptop, on your phone, just go to our website, spiderbites.buzzsprout.com, and it's an online audio player. You can just listen to us from there, and then that way you don't have to worry about going to subscribe or anything like that. But we still ask that just give us some kind of, any kind of message or something, just saying whether you like the show or not, or if you want us to change anything, if you want to hear more of something, you want to hear less of something, you want me to stop running my mouth so much because we're going on almost 2 hours probably and I won't stop talking, just send me a message, say, Spider, shut up, and I will gladly do so.
Spider, every time that you go off, like, you know, okay, I just remembered a funny thing that I've been thinking about. When if we ever do like a live event or something, like I said, if we go to a convention after a few years, blah, blah, first thing I would do to greet you would be, you just be like, Spider. You'd be like, what? And I'd be like, bitch. You know, like that meme. Yes, that's exactly the reaction I'm looking for. I have the stupidest smile right now. Wow. Okay. Oh, fuck. We're starting. Okay.
Okay.
No. It's not you. It's
in the game. Okay. Gotcha. But,
anyway. Listen, listeners, send us what's been your favorite episode so far and why. What did you like about that episode? Why is it your favorite? Or why not? Like, if you have had an episode that you didn't particularly love, tell us what happened. And we shall work to improve it. Yeah.
That's just a funny way to put it. What happened? Where did we go wrong?
Right. But I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing if we get any responses to that.
Yeah.
That's it, folks. That's our episode.
Yeah. That is all.
We will be back next week with more hilarity and less me talking and running my mouth.
No.
And dick jokes.
Always dick jokes.
Yeah. Dick jokes are fucking hilarious, bro.
But we love all of you. And they are also
normally about fucking.
Wait, what? We
do nothing. You'll never know.
Oh God, I have to listen back to this and edit the podcast, so I will know.
You'll maybe. Never know.
All right, we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.